It's Wrinkled Sheets, y'all.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to the Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. Well, it is, is it Sunday? It is Sunday. It is Sunday. We recorded a Wrinkled Sheets
on Thursday night.
Thursday night.
And I was not happy. I was coughing. We've both been struggling with some sickness. Mm-hmm. I was coughing, and I think I got a little, like, I don't know, maybe bitchy.
A little bit. I think, and I don't know why, it just sort of came on.
Like, there was a
switch. Was it because you were coughing or something? Or
maybe, because I just felt like this was not working. I keep coughing.
You weren't happy with it.
I wasn't happy with it. So I texted you Friday morning on my way to work, and I was like, Steve, don't post that.
Yeah, because I was going to go through that. and edit out the coughing, and you were like, no,
don't post that, because I don't think that was a good representation of us. Because I do love you, but I don't think
it sure didn't seem like it in that
podcast.
One.
By the end, I was like, "Mother effa, what?"
Yeah. So we are back.
We're back. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful looks day like a beautiful in Colorado. Oh, it's gorgeous.
And we're just hanging inside.
Well, we've been busy. Oh,
not as bad as the other day.
Okay, I don't.
No, okay. I'm good.
All right. Okay. We've been busy today. We've actually done. We shot another video for the Wrinkled Sheets vlog, and we cleaned the house. And tell them about the video we just shot.
I went to the Walmart near my work, which is not my typical Walmart, and they had like all of these brand new Pringles. Hashtag loudmouth is like the whole promotion from Pringles. They had all these new flavors. And if you've ever watched the Wrinkled Sheets vlog, which is on YouTube, if you haven't watched it, you should totally binge. We like to try new flavors of chips, Pringles, candy from other parts of the world. And I was like, it's like 6 a.m. and I'm like loading up my cart with Pringles. I can only imagine what people were judging.
They probably thought you were high and getting munchy food.
I was just coming in from the night before. So we shot our first impressions of these new Pringles.
And you'll have to see the video. I started to say something
about
them.
Don't be talking about them.
I know. I caught myself.
That's spoiler alert.
You gotta go watch.
Yeah. Wrinkled Sheets. We're on YouTube.
So what's new with you since the last time we
oh, goodness. Podcast? You've been traveling.
I know. We promised everybody it was going to be so much better.
But your travel schedule kind of blew up in 2017. Yeah. Not complaining.
No, it got crazy.
You know, pays the bills. I love when you're home. Mm-hmm. And people are like, how do you deal with that? Well, you know, I work really hard too, even though it's not as apparent. Like, your work is like out there in the public eye. Everyone sees what you're doing.
Yeah.
I work really hard too.
You work very hard. You work harder. And I'm just not just saying this because you're here. You work harder than anybody I know. Because you are dedicated to your job. I don't mean just a little dedicated. You don't like leave your work. When people go... Well, other people are like, it's 5 o'clock, I'm done, this can wait till tomorrow. You're like, this cannot wait till tomorrow, I will be home when this is finished.
I feel like something might be like wrong with me. Because like it'll haunt me. There was one time in high school, I was thinking about this. We've both been like dealing with some like cold sickness crap. You had an ear infection. I've just had a residual cold from being around your ear infection.
My ear infection, I'll interrupt your story for just a second. My ear infection has been so bad that I've lost the hearing in my right side.
Right.
And my doctor said it should be back within two or three months.
So I keep asking him questions on his right side, and he's just like, yeah, so we have like a brand new pink Cadillac on the way. We got some pink carpet coming. The house is pinkified. Because he can't hear.
What?
Huh?
So anyway, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt, but that's, I was giving the background on our sickness.
There was one time in high school, my parents got so worried about me because I wouldn't stay home from school.
You wanted to go to school.
Like, I did not want to miss a day. I did not want to have to make up work.
Well, that's good. Why would any parent worry about that?
I don't know. They had the guidance counselor talk to me.
Look, you need to talk to our child. She does not want
to
skip school. She is committed to school, and it worries us. Why doesn't she want to skip school and go smoke like the rest of the kids?
So I think of that when you're like, oh, you're so committed to your job. It haunts me. I'm a to-do list type person. Life is a to-do list to me, and as long as I can keep that to-do list under control, life is good.
I like that you're a to-do list person because
things get done.
Things get done, and you actually help me because I am not a to-do list person.
I'll be like, hey, did you do that thing we've been talking about for 3 weeks? No. And so I write it down for you.
Yeah. And I realize, and I know I am, I definitely am a squirrel kind of person, because I start to clean. Even when I start to clean, I'll start to put something away, and then I'll go, oh, there's that thing. I should go put it. Oh, I should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it becomes this weird chain reaction of me getting away from what I started doing to begin with, you know.
Like we mentioned, we were cleaning today, and I like noise in the background, even when you're not home. I throw on, we have Chromecast on our TV downstairs. Mm-hmm. I throw on YouTube and I queue up a bunch of videos. I don't really watch them.
You just have
them
going.
But I like noise. And like, I'm cleaning the kitchen. I look up and Steve's like stopped watching the video. And I'm like, Steve, do we need to turn off the YouTube for you to get things done?
Kind of, sort of, because I had never seen that.
You're that like, product. I've never seen it. I'm like, I haven't either.
I'd never seen that product being used or reviewed, and it caught my attention. And but see, yeah, that's the difference.
Two different ways of thinking. Me, I just like noise, and I hear the words, and I take in the words. But and that's just mindless stuff. I can't listen to YouTube or music during work. I've tried.
Yeah.
Like if I have to actually have to think, I can't. It has to be some quiet.
Is that a multitasking problem, or you just get so focused on one thing? Well, they say multitasking is not real anyway, because your brain actually has to stop to start a second function.
You can multitask, but it has to be mindless things. Like, I can clean the kitchen and listen to YouTube at the same time.
Yeah, but that's not actually multitasking.
It is.
Multitasking to me is doing two things at the exact same time.
Like cleaning the kitchen and listening to YouTube.
No, like playing the piano and doing your taxes. You know what I mean?
Those are two in-depth things. Like neurologically maybe stimulized things. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I couldn't do those. But I can do like mindless things. And
can you pat yourself on the head and rub your belly at the same time? Let's see. Here she goes. Here she goes.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it. Speed it up. Speed it up, though. Still doing it. Still doing it. Very nice.
If you asked me to call someone right now, I could not. But I make a lot of mistakes if I try and multitask when it comes to like work stuff, email stuff, like editing stuff. Mindless stuff I can multitask. Folding laundry, listening to music.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. We won't have to throw this one out.
Yeah.
Should we save that other one though and just use it as a do you want to hear what it sounds like when Janet gets bitchy?
No, I think they've heard me. If they've listened to the Wrinkled Sheets for a while, they've heard me. I was talking to some friends of ours, Greg and Aubrey, and we all went to the Eric Church concert the other night here in Denver. And I was driving them home, and they're like, oh, how's, you know, we were talking about, you know, Greg's going to be on the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast with Beverly and I. And he was like, I can't do it with Aubrey. And she's in the back seat. And I was like, yeah, I understand. I'm like, when Steve and I first started doing Wrinkled Sheets, like, it felt like every time we sat down to record, at the end, I hated him.
Just mad.
I was just mad at him. I just wanted to go to bed. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to look at him. I was like, it took some adjustments to, like, deal with what podcasting vlogging is versus
it's not really
real life. Yeah.
Because if you're joking about something and you want to have a good entertaining podcast, of course you're going to have to make fun of something that you just said. It's like it's like morning radio. You know, it's that kind of, you know, you're listening for the place to zing.
Right.
And I can sometimes see you in the past go like, can I just finish the story?
I just want to be done. It's so bad.
We got a new camera for our vlogging, by the way.
We as in Steve. I'm scared to death of this damn thing. It's like so like complicated looking. It looks like
it came with the largest.
It's like Gonzo.
It's like the largest manual I've ever had in my life with anything.
And he's owned how many cars?
We got the new Canon. It's not new. There's actually one above it now, but it's the Canon.
It's new to us.
T5i, which is the super camera with the fold out. The LED screen, and you can see yourself while you're vlogging.
We used that when we recorded our Pringles video, and
And it has a boom mic on the top, so it actually gets better sound. Yes!
Yay! Yay! Yes. So we'll see how that goes. We're happy about
that. So check that out. Please do go over and check out the Wrinkled Sheets YouTube channel.
Yes. And I think we need to... Okay, so it's April. We've been engaged for 4 months now.
Okay.
Almost.
Uh-huh. Is that why we're watching wedding videos this afternoon?
No, like, okay, I've never been married. You've been married a couple times. And everyone's like, well, where are you at with the wedding planning? Well, nowhere. I've got a job and Steve's been traveling. And it's not like I have like sisters or a mom that's like in my face, like helping me plan. I've had girlfriends offer and I'm like, nah, I don't want to spend that much time with people. Well,
you don't want to spend a lot of money. I'm not saying that in a bad way. You're actually like, I don't want to do that. I'd rather spend the money another way.
Yeah. I'm 35 years old.
What? I thought you were younger than
And I'm just not all about the spending of the crazy. We had a Facebook friend that got married. Teresa B's daughter. Mm-hmm. Her name on Facebook is Tiffany Pink. And I love that. And I respect her for that. Her and her fiance just got married this last weekend. And she had this beautiful wedding dress. It's white on top with pink on the bottom. And I'm just like, that's so fun. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I know I don't want that because I don't want to spend all that money on one dress.
Well, you could go out and get you. Remember when the first time we went to Goodwill together?
We had only been dating for like a couple months.
Yeah. And we were there with our friend Tracy Taylor. And there was a wedding dress there. Mm-hmm. And she goes, go try it on. Just go put it on. And it fit you perfect. It looked good. Remember that?
I didn't try it on. I put it over my clothes.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
But I just remember it looking good. And she was like, oh my God, for that price, you should get that and just hold on to it.
I did not.
But
I didn't want to stress you out.
You could still do something like that and dye it any way you wanted to or play with it. Or then you wouldn't feel bad if you, like, oh, the dye didn't turn out the way I wanted to. I lost $20, you know?
Right. I don't know. I don't want to do the big old wedding thing. I don't even want to spend like $1,000. Like, that's half of Hawaii for us. And I've just been like, people ask and I'm like, no, we've been together 6.5 years before we got engaged. What's the rush now? But I think part of me is just like, I don't want to do it. Like,
You don't want to get married?
No.
Oh, that's what I heard.
No, I don't want to do the whole planning of a big ass mess. I told my coworkers this the other day. I was like, I just want to be married to Steve. I don't want to deal with the drama of you have family in Texas. I have family in Missouri.
How do we get them all
here? We have people here in Colorado. And I'm just like, why don't we just run to the courthouse, have a nice wedding there, and then we go down to Texas and we have a gathering of people.
And have a party
And we
there.
Go to Missouri and you actually meet my damn family.
And have a party there.
And have a party there. And then we're married.
And then it'd be party in the USA tour.
And yeah, becoming a Magroo, party in the USA tour.
Yeah. What was the video you had me watch here a second? Jeff and Jordan.
They're both from Big Brother.
Yeah. Then they got married in the courthouse.
Of L.A. And maybe we go to L.A. We get married in the courthouse because they obviously have a nice setup.
They have a setup for her. But you go, she doesn't look very excited about. He doesn't look very excited about getting. And then that almost soon after they go, well, I guess it's because we've been living together.
Yeah.
And we already feel like we're husband and wife that we just don't
and
have the same
excitement. They had this huge plan. They were going to have the huge wedding in October. And then they found out they were going to get married. They were going to have a baby.
Oh.
So in February, they ended up going to the courthouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's they weren't excited about that.
They were just, it was all not what they had envisioned and planned.
Mm-hmm.
But if we envision and plan it, like, I'd be like, okay, brother, you come down from North Dakota. You can have your son and his family come over.
Yeah.
And we go get married in the courthouse. And then we
go
do
shoot
the
guns.
Party in the USA. Yeah.
Now
what do you think of that?
I like it. I kind of like it. I want to ask you, because I know every girl in the world has had the wedding vision. You've had didn't you have a box? And you've had all the stuff,
trumpets.
Right? What's it called?
Yeah. I wanted trumpets.
So
back in the day.
Tell me as that little girl looking at your wedding, how did you plan it back then?
I pictured the princess thing, the you know,
Elsa
lots of,
kind of thing.
No, like, do you remember Serena on Gossip
Teenage
Girl?
Witch? Oh, yeah,
her wedding dress. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, that's my perfect wedding dress. It's just extravagant and silly.
Okay.
Like the big church and...
Well, what are the details? Tell me. I know you can almost close your eyes for a second and visual it as a kid again. What did you
like
have?
Like the walking down the aisle, the church, the, you know, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen, the...
How many of each?
Like four? And I don't even know that I have four bridesmaids at this age. Like, at this age, you kind of like have... Your life gets
some
busy.
Friends.
You have maybe, I might be able to find four people.
Butterfly would walk beside you.
Butterfly
with a
little, would
be little
my
pink dress
my ring
on.
Bearer.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, but that is kind of faded. That's not real.
No. And think of all the money that people really do waste when
like
they do those
Bridezilla things. Like $20,000 to $50,000 is average.
Yeah.
And then... Divorce is 50% to 70% likely.
Yeah.
I threw out the 70. I know it's been saying for years they've been saying 50. It has to have increased by then.
Well, 50 is pretty high, but
yeah. But how many people do you know that have stayed married?
Not much anymore. Now, if somebody's been married 5 years, people are like, "Oh my God, what's your secret? How do you do it?"
Right. So I just want to be...
Which is those vows that we just watched on Jeff and Jordan.
I didn't like it.
They changed the vows to a love, honor, and...
as long as you love. As long as you love instead of as long as you live.
Yeah, for as long as you love.
And I'm like, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
So
you got to take care of me as long as we live.
Well, that means that if they fall out of love, they're okay.
No.
Only as long as you love.
Do you think your parents, who were married for how many years?
69 years.
Do you think they were madly in love at year 68? No. They didn't know anything else. They didn't madly love each other.
No, because mom used to flip dad the bird.
Yeah. That's what they knew. But that's what love is. That's what marriage is. It's forever and ever and ever. That's why I haven't done it yet. I'm 35. I haven't done it yet because I haven't found that forever, forever.
Oh. Well, when you do, let me know, and I'll let you go.
No, that's what I just want to be married to you, and I don't want it to be a big ordeal. I just want to get it done and be like, hey, guess what? I'm yours forever.
We want to have a Larry the Cable Guy wedding. We just want to get her done.
No, when you put it like that, I don't.
No. Well, how about we wear sleeveless shirts?
No, I still want to wear a cute dress. Like Jordan in their courthouse.
Yeah.
Maybe we do. We go to L.A. because that was a cute setup.
That was a nice little setup.
They had like an arch and everything.
Yeah, it looked like they'd been to the Dollar Tree. Got the fake flowers and the arch and the...
Oh. What do you think?
I'm whatever you want, dear.
Oh, dear God. I hate that. Because I'm like an island.
I've already done this.
Three times.
Yeah.
I am the fourth... What am I? No.
Wait, you're going to try to do the math?
I am the second fiance after the third marriage. So I could be the fourth wife.
Oh, that sounds good, the way you put it like that. That sounds like, that ought to work great. Because I know even in my stand-up, I go, yeah, I've been married three times. And my new girlfriend, and I go, yeah, new girlfriend. By the way, there's still one out there that's like, oh, I can change him.
Have I tried to change you at all?
No.
I feel like that's why we work.
A little bit, but not bad.
How have I tried to change you?
Huh?
I want to know. How have I tried to change you?
Oh, not
you?
But not really. That's what I'm saying. But not.
Your bedtime has gotten earlier.
Yeah, bedtime has gotten earlier. Food has
but
changed.
But that's good.
And
right?
Yeah.
Ish?
Yeah. But what? There's times like the other day. This is a perfect example. Like we went to Snooze to eat.
Yes.
And you were like, what are you thinking about getting? And I said it. You were like, oh, well, okay. Because I don't like the same things you like. And then I feel bad if I want to get what I like.
But sometimes. You shouldn't.
I know. But
sometimes you do get things. Like sometimes we'll each get something and we'll kind of try each other's.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what I was testing. Like, what are you thinking about getting me? And then when you said something that was like not on my radar at all, I was like, okay, never mind. I'm going to get what I want.
Yeah, but sometimes your never minds are a little more like, oh, never mind. Especially if it might be a little more expensive thing or, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll just go with you because like, yeah, that's fine. I can put hot sauce on it or something. Instead of getting the actual
but you shouldn't,
one that I want.
You shouldn't let me do that.
No?
You should get what you want.
Okay.
You only live once, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here. She said it on the podcast. Because I do that sometimes.
But sometimes we are on the same page. And you're like, I'm going to try this. And I'm like, okay, I'll get this. And we can split. Yeah. We can try each other's.
And there have been other times that we go, oh, my God, this is too much food. Because yes. I got what I wanted. You got what you wanted. I got the appetizer I wanted. You got the appetizer you wanted. And we're like, we don't have enough room on the table for our drinks.
Right? Yeah. But there are those couples that are, I used to know a couple, they would always order an appetizer and one entree, and they would split both of them. Like, that is so cheap and frugal and good
job.
It
makes sense. But if you don't like the same things, you can't do that.
We don't like the same foods. You like spicy.
I like spicy. And I like cheesy. A hot spicy.
I like cheesy. I tend to like the cheesy stuff, the saucy stuff.
I have never had a dish as cheesy. Where was that we were? It was Emerald Isle. Emerald Isle. We went to see our friend Scotty.
Didn't
play.
You ask for extra chicken?
I asked for extra chicken.
And they brought extra cheese.
And it was smothered in cheese. There was so much cheese. I couldn't hardly see my it was enchiladas.
Yeah.
I asked for an extra chicken enchilada. That's what it mm-hmm. was. And it was just it looked like a plate of cheese.
It was so good, though.
It was so good. It really was. It was so good.
That was my perfect enchilada.
But that much cheese cannot be good for
you. No. I noticed something the other day. I went to my first dim sum place. Mm-hmm. Dim sum?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
And I noticed after the fact, I'm like, they don't really have cheese in anything.
In anything?
No.
Mm-mm. I can't think of any... Chinese, even thinking about Chinese food.
They don't
I
have can't cheese, think of cheese in anything.
It's not like I'd like cheese noodles and some stir cheese fry. And
your typical Asian person is thinner because than your average American. You bring the Asians over to America, they get a little chunkier.
Because they start, I like the cheese. Ooh, I like that. So what did you think of dim sum? This is your very first time.
I really liked it. I know what I like now and what I don't, I feel like.
Because I ordered. We got to the place. Her have never so been hungry. There before. She goes, oh, my God, I'm so hungry. I hope they have samples when we get there.
And I had no idea what I was walking into.
She had no idea. So as soon as we sat down, the first cart of dim sum pulls up.
I was like, I was joking, but thank you, Lord.
Thank you very much. I'll have the shrimp and the shrimp balls and the shrimp on a stick.
I would not have ordered the shrimp, but you did.
I ordered the shrimp, and I wouldn't get it again.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've ever done that. It was jalapeno. It was deep-fried prawns with jalapenos.
Yeah.
And it just was not what I,
mm-mm.
the way I like it, because I don't like to eat the whole shrimp.
Right.
I do.
You take the shell off.
I take the shell off, where other people will eat the whole entire shrimp. And then by the time I peeled the good battered stuff off, I'm like, this was just peeling each shrimp.
It was. And it was the most expensive thing we got.
Yeah.
But the shrimp balls were really good. I'm not a big fan of the things.
I like the dumplings.
Yeah, the dumplings were good. I'm not a big fan of the breading, like the bread things with stuff in the middle.
Oh, the...
We got the sesame.
The bean balls. Sesame bean balls.
Didn't like those. And I didn't like the coconut thing.
Well, now you know, though.
But now I know.
It was your first time.
It was great. I would go back. And we have some Asian friends. They happen to be my nail people, but they're our friends now, that said that was the best dim sum in town.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They commented on your stuff mm-hmm. under the... Oh,
and I was like, ooh, yes.
Yeah. Well, you said it when we were sitting there. You go... This has to be a good place. It's all Asian. We're
the only minority.
We're the only non-Asians.
And it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, it was not super
slow. But that's what I told them. I told you, go, this is like eating in Hong Kong.
Except there's more people in Hong Kong. Yeah.
But it was good. It was very, very good.
It was so good. So good. Crazy good. So you've been home for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel like it. You're getting ready to hit the road again. You're going to Florida?
Yeah,
starting. For your Friends in Safe Spaces tour?
Yeah, I hit Orlando on Tuesday. We do Orlando and then Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stay for the weekend in Tampa and do just my show.
Right.
And then Sunday, I get on a ship, another cruise ship. And I'll do that cruise. And then I will spend the night in Miami and get on a cruise the next day to do another cruise, get off that cruise for one day, and then go
to Texas.
To Texas for the Safe Space Tour.
To do Dallas one night and then Fort Worth the next night. And then you're home.
Yeah. So I'm gone, what?
You leave on the 11th and you come back on the
29th.
Yeah. But it's life. It's life. It's okay.
Yeah. Because normally I would have taken just the two cruises. The two cruises would have been, that would have been the work.
Right.
Because that's the way I've been doing it. So
Well, Tampa's been on the books for a while because I have a friend.
Yeah, but that was just a couple days.
Yeah.
That wasn't like a full week stuff. So.
Yeah.
So when the tour kicked in and it's been doing well, there's already people wanting to book it more. They just start adding these dates to all my open dates, and it's hard to say, no, I don't
want to. And I don't want you to say no. You strike when the iron is hot, and I'm just sitting here taking care of the animals and working.
Well, like my mom said, I talked to my mother the other day, and she goes, doesn't Janet just hate you being gone all the time? I go, most of the time, I don't even think she knows I'm gone because she works so hard.
I was telling you that today. You're like, you're going to miss me. And I'm like, I really will. And you're like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, I really will. Because when I stop at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon at work and I go, I have nothing to go home to.
I might as well stay here till 9.
I might as well stay here. But when you're home, I'm like, I really do. I'm like, boss man, if I could leave at 4:30, I'd be cool. It didn't happen this week, but yeah.
And my home, all right. Not going to pick on you, but my home week, you were very busy on my home week.
It was not my fault.
No, it was not your fault. It was not. But you just had,
I had a podcast on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I had two girls on a bottle of wine I recorded on Monday. And then Tuesday, I had dinner with my girlfriend who was in town from Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And you had agreed to that before I booked it.
I know. And then
I had Eric Church.
Eric Church on Wednesday.
But then I was like, but guess what? I took the next day off. Not even knowing you were going to be home, but just knowing me and knowing when Eric Church plays in Denver, he likes to play a long show.
You didn't get out till midnight or later, right?
Yeah. I left. The concert probably got off around 11:30 or 12, and then I had to take some friends home. I didn't get home till like 1 or 1:30. And if I would have tried to go to work, I knew it would have been it would have been worthless.
Can't do it anymore?
No. And I didn't even drink. I had a whole, like, I got the biggest thing of water.
Remember the days when you could stay out all night and go right to work?
I can't. So we got to hang out Thursday. Mm-hmm. We got to hang out Thursday. And then I went to work on Friday, which then I had to make up for missing Thursday. So I didn't get home till like 7:30.
Yeah, it was almost 8.
Almost 8 on Friday night. And I'm like...
And then what we did? We got our food and went to bed. She came home. I made the salads. And what else? We had something, salad and something. Anyway, I don't remember. But it was straight to bed. It was straight to bed. She was asleep by 9.
I'm so thankful that you put up with my work ethic. It's kind of a give and take. Like, I put up with you traveling because it's your work. If you were traveling for, say, I don't know, fun poker tour, I would not be okay with that.
What if I was a professional softball player and I got to just travel around... And play.
No.
Okay.
But like, it's a give and take. That's what it's all about, compromise. We had a vlog recently that we called that, because it really is. Like, I deal with you traveling on the regular, and you deal with me working late on the regular. But then we have weekends like this where yesterday we hung out with family. Then we came home. I wasn't feeling great. So we just hung out in bed. And, you know, it's that quality time.
Yeah, that we got to catch up on. Our DVR.
Big Little Lies.
Would you like to talk about that?
I would love to hear your take on
it. Well, no, because you read the book, and you were just so excited and looking forward to the series. Now, they changed this book.
A lot.
They changed a lot, right? So that's why, man, I threw it to you, because you know the changes.
Big Little Lies was on HBO. It starred Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and some other people.
Laura Dern.
Mm-hmm. And I had heard several months before it came out that they were going to make this a miniseries on HBO. So at that point, I downloaded the book on Audible and I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, this is an amazing story. This is going to be amazing. But then it came out on HBO and it was great, but it wasn't like, ugh.
Did they change too much?
No, I just feel like... When you're reading or listening to a book, it moves in a slower motion, so you can really take it all in. And then when they bring it to life on the screen, it's like, bam, 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 bam. It's over. What?
All How the fast you... cuts of the fights and things like that.
Yeah.
What? So it didn't bother you that they changed locale?
They changed the location because it was set in Australia and the miniseries was in California. And they added like a cheating storyline to one of the main characters, which wasn't in the book. But that stuff, I get it. Like, they want to spice it up a little bit. But like, when it came down to the final episode, and there was a lot, I feel like some of the revelations in the final episode could have probably been on the episode prior to the final episode. Like, the fact that we found out who Ziggy's father was could have been earlier. Like,
really?
There was too much. It was too much.
I thought that was actually kind of, see, I didn't read the book, but I thought, to wrap it up, that was a, oh, wow moment.
Did you just feel the oh, wow?
I felt
because you didn't react, oh, wow.
No, I
You were just kind of like,
Yeah, because.
Did you get
it
the fact?
It took me a second, though. I didn't get it immediately. I took a second because then they showed her looking at him, and then they showed the girls look at her, and then her face got more intense. Like, is he going to be the father?
In the book, it revealed that the whole reason she moved there is because when she had the encounter with Ziggy's father, he had talked about the fact that they were looking at a house in that area.
So she assumed that might be where he was. So in the book, was she out to kill him?
No. She just wanted to stop him from hurting other people if he was.
Yeah. Because they kind of hinted at the fact she was at the shooting range and she
and that was
had
not in the
gun
book.
And she wake up from
book.
A bad dream with a gun in her
the
hand.
The gun was not in the book. Not at all. But
I still liked it.
Good. Yeah.
And you were like, I don't remember this much sex in the book.
There was a lot of sex in
there. There's a lot of sex.
And you're like, they fixed it.
They fixed it. Nicole Kidman was naked a lot.
Are you okay with that?
She was naked a lot. How did Keith feel about that? Keith Urban.
Well, I read an article that when they were filming, she actually physically got beat up a lot. And she came home and he was like, I want to take pictures and show you how bad this is. And then he had to step back and say, my wife is an artist. She's doing her art and I have to appreciate it.
Yeah, because there was a lot of scenes like her being thrown against the wall or
and
over
a
couch.
Big woman. The story was by Leanne Moriarty. And I have now listened to 1, 2, 3, and I'm on my 4th Leanne Moriarty book. And Big Little Lies, and I want to say What Alice Forgot. Those are my two favorites so far. I've also listened to Truly Madly Guilty, and right now I'm listening to The Husband's Secret. And they're all set in Australia. And
she must be an Australian writer.
I'm thinking.
And you don't really like the new one as much? Is that what you were saying?
The new one, I'm in chapter 9, and I'm not quite following it. Like, it's like, where am I?
Yeah, but it's one of those. Is it one of those stories that
I'm hoping it'll fall into place soon.
Yeah. Did you ever see a movie called One False Move?
Mm-mm.
It's one of my favorite movies. Billy Bob Thornton and the actor that just died from Titanic. That guy.
Okay.
You know the actor that I'm talking about? Mm-mm. You do. You know exactly who.
Oh, was. Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
I think he was a feature on our last podcast that we recorded.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it. And it's it's separate stories. It's completely separate stories that converge
in the very, very end. That's the feel of this book. I'm like, okay, so this is happening here, this is happening here, and this is happening here. And hopefully it'll all come together.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of not holding your attention as much?
Not as much. Like, I find myself like, because I only listen when I'm driving, and I find myself like drifting, and I'm like, wait, what? And I've had to start chapters over. Be like, and I don't typically do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's your book review.
Leanne Moriarty, check out her stuff. She's got some good stuff. I really, 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 really like her.
And go see Kong, by the way. You're like, where did that come from? That's the only thing I've seen recently that I can give any type of. No, wait. What else did I see? There was something else I just saw. Kong was very, very good. But I just saw something else that they said don't review it until. I can't. Oh. Did we already talk about Trainspotting? Did we do that on our last pod?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, I don't think we did either. That was the other one. That was the
Trainspotting
movie.
Trainspotting
2. Trainspotting 2. T2. I've been waiting 20 years for this sequel.
And I have not.
And she had no idea. No. She had no idea. And I'm like, she was like, why do you want to see this movie? It's when I first got sick. I had a horrible ear infection, which actually the doctor gave me Oxycontin for.
Mm-hmm.
Oxycodone. And I was like, I'm going to this screening. Why? This movie? I go, I've waited 20 years.
You were sick. And I was like, I feel like you should stay home.
No, I've waited 20 years for this movie.
All right.
And we both enjoyed it. And what I really liked it, but what I wanted to get out is that you had never seen the first one. You had no idea.
It sounds like the first one's pretty icky.
It's pretty icky. Pretty gross. Mm-hmm. It's about heroin use, as you got from the second.
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to follow the
second movie. One was done well enough that I was able to follow without seeing the first one.
I think that's good art or mm-hmm. good storytelling.
Yes.
That they were able to work it where you were like, oh, I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. They flash back just enough to say mm-hmm. that's where they were 20 years ago. And ooh, they were gross heroin users.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross.
But you loved the movie, right?
Yeah, I loved it.
You were glad that you went when you were sick.
Yeah. I'm glad I had to keep turning my head with my good ear to hear the movie. But
and it was pretty packed. There were a lot of hipsters there.
A lot of hipsters. There was a lot of younger people that weren't there 20 years ago. You know what I mean? They had to be in their teens when the other came out. Mm-hmm. So what do you think makes people draw to a movie like that? Do you think they've seen it before, or they're just movie buffs, or they love the director enough that I want to see one of his movies, or
when they do a sequel like so spread out, like Super Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
That was how many years ago? At least 10.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, again. But it's one of those cult classics where enough people have watched it where you wait 20 years, you come out with a new one, people are like, oh wait, I liked this first one. Let's go see what the second one is.
Yeah.
It's one of those cult classic movies.
I should have made you watch the first one.
Mm-mm.
And then go see the second one. Because that's what a lot of people do when they do the, they binge watch Mm-mm. the first couple of movies and then they go see
the parts you've told me about, I don't want to watch the first
where
one.
Where he jumps into a full toilet full of poop to get his heroin.
That's gross. Ew.
Ew.
That's why drugs are not for me.
At least those kind.
I don't do drugs. I work at HR. I'm so boring. I'm so boring. There, we have a squirrel outside our window that keeps like catching my attention.
Are you actually seeing the squirrel?
Yes.
So the squirrel is actually a real squirrel. You can't just go squirrel. And
I know, but like I keep thinking back to this article that we read about. There was a squirrel that attempted to eat a taco.
Oh yeah.
That was nearly the size of itself, and I'm like, I'm looking at our squirrel. Our squirrel is not that interesting, but it's in Brooklyn, New York. There was a resident that recently managed to photograph a sighting of a taco squirrel, as she called it, on her social media. And there's a squirrel eating, like holding a hard taco shell and trying to eat it.
In a tree, eating a taco.
I'm like, wow.
That ought to be somebody's commercial.
Taco Bell, man. Taco Bell should be picking
that
crap up. Don't you think?
Yeah, forget the Quiero Taco Bell dog. They need the...
Well, that was like 10 years ago, Steve.
Was it really?
I feel like, yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, the Chihuahua.
Yeah. We want the Quiero Taco Bell. So the taco squirrel would be a whole new ad campaign.
The taco squirrel.
Yeah. With a show it dart in front of a car and almost get run over, but it has to get to Taco Bell.
It has to get to Taco Bell. I need my Taco Bell. I need my Taco Bell. My beefy five-layer burrito, please.
Is that what a squirrel sounds like?
In Mexico. Maybe in Texas. I don't know. One of my coworkers, she reminds me of us all the time. We'll be sitting in like this group, like meals. My new job, they really like to eat. they're constantly ordering in food, and I'm just like, please stop. So last week they ordered in some Panera Bread, I think, and we're all sitting in the conference room eating, and someone was telling a story about her and her husband. And my other coworker's like, I love the voices that people make when it comes to their significant other. And I was just like, oh, dear God. And so then the next day I was talking about an interaction that you and I had. I don't even remember which interaction, but I was like talking. And she's like, there you go. That's your significant other voice. And I'm like, what? I was like, I make fun of Steve constantly.
Because so what voice is me?
I don't even know. Like, I was just, like, talking. It wasn't, like, I wasn't bashing you. I was just, like, talking about one of our interactions. And she's like, I love the significant other voice. And I'm like, I don't know what Steve's voice is.
Well, I know when I do, you always go, is that what I sound like?
And that's what I told her. I was like, you know, when Steve does my, I'm like, is that what you hear? Is that what you hear when I talk? It drives me insane.
Actually, that's kind of that could be a good premise for an actual bit. It's like everybody has their significant other voice.
Yes.
How does your significant other sound?
Is it naggy?
Oh, you guys, that's what we need to have.
What?
You guys need to do your significant other voices.
And send it
to us. And we will put it on the next podcast.
But maybe they're like me and they don't understand. Like, I didn't even know I was making a voice.
You obviously do. So ask your partner or your friend how you do your significant other voice.
Yeah.
And you record it and tell us who it, like, this is my significant other, Brian. Hi, I'm Brian. Is dinner ready yet?
You know? Oh my God. I know that's not the voice I use for you.
This is my girlfriend. Hi, Brian, get off me. I'm hot. You know.
The cats. I want to talk about the cats. This is my...
Squirrel. Okay, change of topic.
So we traveled a lot recently. We, as in you, were gone for work, and then I was gone for stuff. And so Rain, our cat, was sent to some family's house for a couple
sent
weeks.
Sent away to Siberia. Cat Siberia.
And then I feel like that gave our other cat, Pooh Bear, Podcat, some like room to like spread her paws out in the house, and she found her happy places, and she hasn't gone back to seclusion with Rain coming back now. And so I feel like our house is a little bit more active. What do you think?
I said so like last night. I go, the cats have taken over the house.
I thought I heard you say that.
Because you can just look around like, what? There's one laying over there. There's only two.
And then,
but they seem to get around. You know what I mean? Like, you're laying on the stairs. You're just laying there.
They're lovable creatures. You love them, though, right?
Oh yeah.
But Rain is an odd cat. Now that we found out he has diabetes and we have him medicine for that, we found out that he had some bad teeth. We had those removed. He's like a good cat now. Like,
he's turned into a completely different cat.
Super active.
Yeah, he went from just laying around and, you know, staring at you and to where now he wanders the house. He
talks to us.
Talks. He'll stand there and just meow, 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 meow. Like, what are you trying to say?
And he loves to drink out of running water,
which he didn't do before. No. Like, now the cat will, you'll find him just sitting in the bathtub staring at the faucet,
waiting for you to turn it on to a low drip. And he does that in my bathtub when no one is in the... He has a preference when it comes to bathtubs, but if no one's in the room where the bathtub
he'll come to your bathtub.
He'll come to mine. Or, he's just so cute. You tried to feed him out of the kitchen.
I turned on the kitchen sink, and he didn't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
So it's bathtub.
It is. It is. And poor Butterfly the dog's like, I'm outnumbered. Please help me.
Well, who would have thought, though, that just having Moonpie, when Moonpie passed, that...
He was a big dog.
But he didn't care.
But the cats didn't know. It's all about at first sight.
That's a big dog. I want nothing to do with it.
Right.
But, I don't know.
We had left the basement door, which is where the cats lived.
Yeah, they were open to come in and out anytime they wanted to.
But
they chose not to.
The cats chose not to. But then you have a four-pound dog, and they're like, oh, F that.
Yeah, we'll take you on. Well, so I've seen Pooh Bear just reach over and smack.
Yeah, Pooh Bear's his sassy pants, and Butterfly
I'd get over like next to him and try to smell him. Pooh Bear just go
away.
Like smack him in the face, like not growl anything, just like go away.
I own you.
Go away.
I own you. Yeah. So that's kind of the update on our lives.
That's it. That's where we are. That's where we've been for the past 3 weeks. No, it's been longer than that.
It's been a couple months.
Oh my God. Has it been that long since the last podcast?
Yeah, I feel like.
I hope we still have people that are listening to this thing.
They do. People are busy. It takes them a few weeks to really get, like, listen.
I do notice that when I go back and look at the podcast, they have more listens the further down.
Yeah. Because people find us, they catch up. Yeah. People have lives. They have audiobooks, and then when
I do the same thing. Well, like, I don't listen to a podcast that I like every time, but I will go back and listen to two or three of them later.
Right.
And I don't know. When people listen to podcasts, do most people wait for that week to come out, or do they just go, hey, I listen to it when I get a chance? Because you go kind of straight to the podcast, right?
Lately, I've been listening to more audiobooks.
Okay.
Ooh. But yes, I try and keep my queue down when it comes to podcasts, so I'll listen to it.
Ooh.
What?
So you haven't been listening to your podcasts? Like,
not as much.
Ooh. Is there a reason? Did you get burnt on podcasts?
No.
It's
the audiobooks.
You just got into books.
So. I got into my stories.
Well, you were a reader before.
Yeah. And now that life's gotten busier, I can't read as much. So I listen to my books.
Is it as much fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your brain does it. And I actually tested this because I was listening to an audiobook and then I got sent a book to read. And I was able to read. I knocked it out in a weekend, that book. And when I take the time, you were traveling, I took the time and there was nothing going on that weekend. I read the book Friday night to Sunday night and was done.
Yeah. But that's something, but does it feel different to have the actual book in your hand, to turn the pages?
It was on my iPad.
Oh.
there's no difference though in reading and listening because you're still mentally painting a picture. No one is, it's different than watching it on TV.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if the book people would be like, no, I've got to, you have to smell.
There are those people that like to touch a book.
And hold the book.
But
and the
I'm not that person. I like to read the words. I like to hear the words. And I paint my own picture. It's all about imagination. Mm-hmm. Having an imagination. And, yep.
Well, thanks for staying with us this whole time, people.
We'll try and do this better.
Steve's
going to be traveling, so this will give you an opportunity to catch up on our podcasts, on our
videos. The vlogs.
Yeah,
go back and read our Twitter accounts. Catch our misspellings.
That happens.
Correct our grammar.
Yeah, Steve loves when people do that to his.
God, I hate that. I hate that because I do talk to text a lot. And I don't pay it. I should proofread talk to text.
Right.
But I'm really tired of people that go, it's supposed to be your. It's not your, it's your R.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's.
Yeah.
Especially in Twitter world, because you're trying to use as less characters as possible.
I do want to say a big thank you to our buddy Hank at Hillbilly Nerd Talk. There was kind of an internet troll. I went and saw Britney Spears in Vegas. A few weeks ago.
We didn't talk about that. Let's go ahead and tell. Well, you tell the Hank thing, and then we'll go back and let you do the Britney.
And Britney was scantily clad, as Britney Spears has been
forever.
Since she was like 17. And I posted pictures from that, and some internet trolls was negatively commenting about how she didn't like the fact that Britney had to be half naked. Well, she doesn't have to be. But I didn't. I had no. I'm not gay. I don't find the woman body attractive, but I found that to be, it was fine. It didn't bother me. It was artistic. It was Britney Spears. I was super happy. I did notice as the show progressed, her clothes got skimpier and skimpier, but I didn't mind. It didn't offend me, but I guess it offended this person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just very negative. And then our friend John, the mailman from Canada, mm-hmm. commented. And then Hank, like, lit her up. Was like, I hate people like you. The fact that you even commented on this. This wasn't directed at you, obviously, since it wasn't something you liked. And I was just like, I liked his comment. And then I sent him a message, direct message. And I was like, thank you, Hank. That was very nice of you. I really appreciate it. You know, I can't comment the way I probably would want to because I don't know who these people are. They're your fans. This lady and I, not even my friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
She is friends with you and she interacts with me when I post things public, which I knew I was posting the Britney Spears pictures public because I thought maybe that was something that the public would appreciate.
Yeah. Now, our pal Chad Prather
mm-hmm.
told me one time, he wrote, you want content, not comment. So you post stuff, but don't comment on
right.
it. Like, give them content to come and see, but don't start commenting and or getting into fights with people.
Right.
Because everybody has
it's
their own
It's been very challenging.
Kind of.
With your political posting,
mm-hmm.
when you first started, like, you have your Larry the Liberal, you have your
Tucker the Trucker.
When you first started posting those, I would like look at comments and I think I interacted with one
Why don't
negative
you go kill
melody,
yourself?
And one of your fans was like, Janet, don't engage these people. And I was like, you're right. I'm done. So I can't. Mm-mm. Like, I love you and I appreciate what you do. And I like when I see your stuff, but I can't interact. I can't look at your Facebook post because then I see the negativity. Didn't you say someone called you an F-tard?
Oh, yeah.
And you showed me the comment, and I'm like, yeah. See, if I were by myself and yeah. you had been gone for a couple weeks, I'm missing my Steve, and someone is calling you an F-tard, I would like, woo.
Or somebody wrote under one, I'd be like, why don't you do the world a favor and suck on a gun till a bullet shoots through your brain?
Like, it's stuff like that. I'm like, I can't. So, yeah.
But I set those up because that's the point of those characters.
Right.
Liberal Larry is supposed to be the so far to the left hippie safe space guy, and Tucker the Trucker is supposed to be so far right. And that's the point of I tried to give two characters the extremes on both sides.
Right, which is very, very smart of you.
And then you just put them out there and let people fight amongst themselves.
Right.
And I love to read the comments just for the people that go, do you not understand that this is a joke?
Comedy.
Did you not watch the entire
right.
video?
Look who created this.
Yeah, did you not? And I love to watch. Then they start fighting amongst themselves, and I enjoy that too. So.
And your Safe Spaces video just like blew up over how many views now?
It's at 1.2 million. 1.2 million.
And our friend Greg mentioned that his dad shared the video from a very obscure source. Didn't even know. Like, he was like,
he didn't know that
I
had done
it. Do you understand that that's Mudflap? Mudflap that I used to work with? He's like, that thing just blew up, didn't it? And I was like, yeah, it kind of has. It has.
Yeah. I read an article just recently about it that the writer called it the anthem of the right.
Mm-hmm.
That was finally, like, somebody finally did something. And then an article came out Friday. It was for a thing called Town, I think it's called Town Square.
Mm-hmm.
The writer who wrote it said that we were the new right-wing Saturday Night Live. That's the kind of the way they described
it. Oh, that opens a huge space for you guys.
Yeah, that we weren't afraid to actually do comedy coming from
the right,
instead of, like, everything has always been about, you know, bashing, you know, making
right.
fun of Trump or making fun of the GOP.
And you haven't gotten a cease and desist letter yet.
No.
From Garth.
I think that's just amazing.
You were waiting for it.
We were waiting. I was waiting that first week. I thought the first week we're going to get it. Uh-huh. And then when we were on Fox News, I thought, okay, we got to get it now because now it's getting national exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing. I think Garth is totally okay with it. And Chad told me that he heard from Garth's people,
uh-huh.
not Garth, but from Garth's people, that they thought it was funny.
Oh, good.
So it's still, you know.
It worked out.
We still split the money.
Is there money involved?
Yeah, because the YouTube video gets paid.
Okay.
We got a letter from YouTube saying that we had to split royalties with the copyright holder.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
So, again, Garth is making
money.
He's still making money off
Maybe
of it.
Maybe just a nugget. Enough to buy him a, I don't know.
A house.
A pinky ring. That much?
No.
A house?
Not at
all. Are you kidding me?
No. I think even after a million, I think we were like, I said, 1.2 million, it's only made like $300.
Yeah.
So these people on YouTube that are making a ton of money.
They're sponsored. They've got
stuff. Must have other stuff coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I heard an article the other day about subscribers have been coming out of YouTube, pulling out, and that PewDiePie makes $12 million a year just off of YouTube.
That's insane.
$12 million a year.
Wow.
We need to up our video game.
We're trying. We're trying.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. This was so much better than the other day.
It was so much better. Tell everybody how to find us.
Find us on YouTube, Wrinkled Cheats. We're on Twitter, Wrinkled Cheats, the number one. You can email us at wrinkledcheats1@gmail.com. And we're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
We are. Steve McGrew and his small little girlfriend, Janet Blair.
Whatevs. Whatevs. Did you just really say whatevs? I did. Whatevs.
Paint the world pink, y'all. Bye. Bye.